The Devon Netball Club is having a bit of a resurgence at the moment in the Tasmanian Netball League. It's the only coastal team playing in the league. And the senior team is just outside the top four. The under-19 team is currently sitting second on their ladder. Tell us a bit more about it. The coach is Helen Payne, who joins me now. Good morning, Helen.
Good morning, Martin.
Thanks for your time. Really appreciate it. It's fair to say that Devon's been down towards the bottom of the ladder for quite a few years now. And the fact that we're having success this year, can you put it down to any one thing?
I think that they have been working really hard on bringing up their juniors in a really nice development program that they pay a lot of attention to with some good coaches. So the 19s in particular actually made the top four last year. Although they didn't go any further with that, the signs were there that there was some talent coming through. And also with the Opens this year, just a renewed focus on you're bringing those elite principals into training and into games.
I know from talking to previous coaches that we get a situation on the Northwest Coast where players that are showing a lot of promise, they turn 16, 17, 18, then they head off to college or uni in Launceston or elsewhere, and there's been a drain over the years, hasn't there? So is that starting to turn around now, that we've got more sort of courses available on the Northwest Coast perhaps?
Yes, I think so. I also think that in the current world environment that we're looking at the moment, that people are maybe considering options closer to home because travel is still a bit of a dilemma for most people, I suppose. So, yeah, so there is that. But I think we'll always, as a regional location, be subject to a little bit of that sort of thing, of the athletes training with us and then moving somewhere else, and then we get to see them progress in another team. I think that's pretty much going to be something that we have to deal with on ongoing basis.
It's been a few years now since Burnie pulled out of the state league. Do you find you're still getting a few players from that area that want to test themselves at the highest level?
Yeah, absolutely. Burnie have been fantastic in supporting Devon in that way, and we have currently several athletes from the Burnie program. So I'm really pleased to see them, shine and reach their potential, and due credit to Burnie and Burnie's coaches for bringing them along.
Okay, now, last weekend you had the home games and you hosted both Kingston and Arrows, and both under-19s and Open beat them both. It's been a long time since that's happened. It must have been a fantastic weekend.
Yeah, it was. We all went home with smiles on our faces, that's for sure. Absolutely fabulous. 4 from 4. There aren't actually many clubs that have done that this year. So to do that, Little Devon, we're an emerging talent group, and it was a lovely reward for all the hard work, for all the athletes, coaches and management staff.
And you face a real test this weekend. You're up against Cavaliers, and they gave you a bit of a touch-up earlier on in the season, winning by almost 20 points on both occasions. So how are you going to turn that around?
Yeah, we're going in there, obviously, with the confidence that we've had from last weekend. The team is, looking really quite smart at the moment. So we're hoping to take that form into the game and really push Cavaliers as far as we can. Yes, they're a very good team, but we're going to be setting some particular goals for our team, notwithstanding the score on the board. So if we can achieve those goals, then I'll walk away quite happy.
The game's being played at the Launceston Silver Dome, and again, you don't get to play home as much as you'd perhaps like. Do you have many people and supporters following you on the road as well, or is it really foreign territory when you're away?
It is a little bit of foreign territory when we're away. However, we do have some lovely parent group that travel along with the 19s in particular. And we also have our 15s and our 17s teams playing there as well. So that's been well managed. So hopefully a lot of the 15s, 17s and all the parents and family will stay there and support the state league teams, because we do need it. Cavaliers always come along with a pretty substantial supporting group, making a lot of noise, so I've got to counteract that somehow.
And have you found since the resurgence, I think netball on the coast is getting a lot more media this year than it ever has for some time, and I guess this is down to the improvement that we've had with Devon. I guess if teams are winning, people are more interested perhaps.
Yeah, it's true, isn't it? Success breeds success. That's how it goes. So yeah, if we can keep the coaches, the staff, the players together for a few years, and then also put in place a development program where we recognise and produce good talent, bring that up, then yeah, Devon is going to succeed, and that's what we're aiming for. It is our whole program view that we're taking, not just now, but into the future as well.
Well, Helen, congratulations on what you've achieved so far this year. Let's hope that it continues and you get to play finals.
Thank you very much. Yes, we're going to be trying our hardest to get there.
Good on you, Helen. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Martin. Cheers.